Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, everyone. We're in studio today, everyone.
We're back.
Ooh, we're back. Oh, you're so hot. You're so hot over there.
It was incredibly hot.
It's so hot in the hot tub.
Yeah,
Oh my goodness.
We are back in the studio, and it is for real, and it looks so good in here.
Oh my goodness, so much hard work from the balcony.
The balcony.
And Maldor's cured a catastrophe, and there's color coordination, and there's color blocking, and there's all sorts of good shit
and
happening
there's
today.
Light, and there's beauty.
Light. And there's light, and there's beauty. I feel Jesus today. It is April the 19th. It's always a Sunday when we're on the air. But I just wanted to call it out because we've been missing for the last couple of weeks. Because we got lives, goddammit.
Yeah, we have been missing. We have.
We have. And we're going to also miss in the future. Oh, well. I mean, we try to come in, but man. I mean, we can talk a little bit about some of the shit that we got into the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not the least of which was the Elks Lodge 150th anniversary.
Yeah, we celebrated our 150th birthday.
My God.
Last weekend.
It took three days of party. By the Sunday brunch, I was pretty tapped out.
I was a little fried.
I was definitely fried, but it was
so much
fun.
Too many late nights.
Yeah, you do feel like a lady of leisure, though. You're just like, party, dinner, party, gown one, gown two. This one's Western themed. I've never washed that dress that I'm wearing. But it was a lot of fun, man. It's a good time. Yeah. In fact, that's my favorite thing about the Elks Lodge. We were just talking about hanging out with rich people and how like it can be a little jarring. Not at the Elks Lodge because we ain't rich.
No, it's not a problem there. Some people can afford to buy two cars.
Oh my goodness, I can't even afford one. But it's like, oh well, let's go to an event. It's a ball gown event. It'll cost you $50.
No, this year it's $65.
Oh my goodness, inflation! That got inflated. But yeah, so we get to dress up and have fancy looking parties at Ross prices.
I like it.
it's my TJ Maxx of getting dressed up. It's great. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we were doing last weekend. And I think other than that, it was, I don't know, other shit, other life shit.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, Hunky Jesus.
Right.
So that was April 5th, I think, or April 6th, something like that.
It was Easter Sunday.
It was Easter Sunday. And
it was the week before.
I'm not going to lie, Island. I no longer want to do anything else on Easter Sunday other than Hunky Jesus.
I might like to do a live simulcast from Hunky Jesus.
Yeah, that would be amazing. How do we get electricity there?
Gee, if only we knew members of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Oh my goodness. That would be amazing. And also, but the Wi-Fi is weird there. Do you notice how like every time there's Hunky Jesus, the park is so so saturated with hotness, with people, that your phone doesn't work?
Yeah, I think all the hotness radiates off
the hot people. There was so much ass out. I loved it so hard.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
It was pretty good. I don't know. It's one of my favorite San Francisco events, and the fact that it's free, it's just fucking gorgeous. Yeah. For those of you out there, I know everybody who's from San Francisco, even near the Bay, understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But for those of you out there that are not, on Easter Sunday, do you know how long it's been going on?
20 years.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was the 20th anniversary of Hunky Jesus.
Oh,
there's now a documentary
God.
About Hunky Jesus.
Yes!
Yeah, and the, just what I really love about Hunky Jesus is if you're in the crowd, you can't really see what's going on
mm-hmm.
on stage.
No.
And it does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
The real show is all the people who are there.
Yeah, it's so crowded, but it is very crowded. If you can't deal with crowds, that's not your event. But it's lovely, though.
It was lovely, and also good everybody
vibes,
is
yeah.
very courteous. Like,
yes.
You know, if you had a spot, people weren't tromping through it.
No.
And they weren't trying to rush the stage to
no,
do
not
things.
At all.
It was just very relaxed and groovy.
It's a really fantastic time. It's like being at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you're just there with your blanket and your little accoutrements to have a good time. And then it's just people watching, and it's just some of the most gorgeous people like doing their thing and
mm-hmm.
wonderful
mm-hmm.
costumes and just everything. And so as I was saying, for those of you who don't know what it is, every year on the most magical queer day of San Francisco, because it's always magically the best weather.
Yeah.
Like, we have magically, like,
yeah, it'll
70
rain
degrees.
For 5 days, and then it'll be 68 to 70
yeah.
on
bright,
Easter
sunny.
Sunday.
And then immediately after Sunday, it goes right back to shitty 55 degrees and gray out. But for that perfect Easter Sunday, this is happening, right? And the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence run this show, this awesome
fun.
Drag troupe here in San Francisco that's been around, again, for, like, 30 plus, 40 plus years, right? Because I remember when I first moved here, I was hearing about them, and that was like 25 years ago.
They date from the late 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been around for a long while.
50 years.
And and they do a costume contest called Hunky Jesus, and there's also the Slutty Virgin Mary.
Yeah. And the Foxy Mary. And they
Foxy Mary.
They also do the Easter Bonnet Contest, which is honestly my favorite because of the crazy... Yeah. Creativeness that people do for the. There was a friend of the show, Tiffy Admison, made a giant pink call me telephone hat.
I saw that. Oh my God, so great. She's so amazing. She's so creative. And you just get to see the most, like, the hottest, you know, people out there just doing their thing. And again, it's a. If you want to get a good seat, you should get there around 10 a.m. The show doesn't even start until like 2, but maybe a little earlier than that. But still, like, it's 10
a.m. is good.
No, but then I mean, like, I mean, like, the things happening on stage, usually around, like, noon 3 or 2-ish. Yeah. But you have to get there early. You get a good spot because it does get really, really packed. And there isn't a place to sit down unless, you know, you have to go further outside of the...
what was wild is the entire park was full.
Yes.
And there were some, you know, Gay Beach was completely packed. Gay Beach. And, you know, those people are just having a good time being there for Hunky Jesus. They're not necessarily...
In their Speedos, yeah.
Yeah, they're not necessarily watching the party.
Yeah, because it's on the other side. Like, they can maybe hear it a little bit, but they're not having eyeballs on it. I was like, we were walking through it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a shirt later. And then by the time we got back, this was like at noon, because we just stopped by to check it out, because we live like 2 blocks away. Yeah. But we were like, oh, let's just go check it out. Maybe we want to go. And as soon as we were there, like, we need to be here. And so we went back home, and I changed from jeans into my cutoff shorts, and then we got a blanket, and we packed all of the booze we could find in the apartment. And a couple of snacks, and we got our little wagon that I use for my laundry, but that was a party wagon that day. And we rode it over, and by then it was like twice as full.
Yeah.
And we got a spot like kind of further away from the stage, but it was still so nice. And
we were close to the stage, and I could not see what
you couldn't
was happening.
See anything anyway.
No.
But anyways, I've just decided I'm never doing radio on Easter Sunday. We're gonna unless we do radio remotely from.
Yeah, if we can
we could figure that out.
If we figure that out, we should do that. I think I bet Marco would be down with that too.
Damn, that'd be so cool, man.
Yeah. Oh.
And if you get there early enough, you can just bring a straight up canopy. People were like bringing canopies. They're like, "Fuck you! I got my canopy." I'm like, "Fuck, that's nice."
Yeah.
Like, "Let's do canopies." But then you have to bring lots of people to make use of a canopy. You can't just have a big old canopy and just be one or two people in there.
Or share.
Yeah, you gotta share. You gotta open your heart. Mm-hmm. It's Hunky Jesus Day. You gotta open your heart.
And I understand today we're talking festivals this summer.
Yes. Okay, so for the last couple of weeks, it's been my turn to do the show, and I'm like, sorry, Aylin, I'm so hungover today.
And we have to go to Easter Sunday with the sisters.
And I had this idea in my head that I wanted to do the sad and horny music, which I think it's a hilarious concept, but not today, because today was just all I could think about, because it's, again, after Easter Sunday, the weather goes to shit again, and it's been really shitty, although today's kind of nice. Today's pretty nice, actually.
This is kind of perfect San Francisco spring day.
This is San Francisco spring day. But anyway, but it's been kind of shitty, and I was like, all I could think about is a summer festival, which is Mosswood, right?
Isn't it funny that there's a summer festival happening this summer?
And I'm like, all I can think about, I was like, oh, when it comes to in July, it's going to be so warm. We're going to see these cool bands. And that's all I've been able to think about. And so I'm doing it too early, but I wanted to do a Mosswood day.
Yeah, right on.
We'll do another one closer to July.
This is Mosswood Day Part 1.
Yeah, this is Mosswood Day Part 1. So, I'm okay, we already ate through 9 minutes of the show. That's fine with me. But Frankie and the
delicious eating.
Frankie and the Witchfingers are going to be at Mosswood.
I'm so excited.
Those guys are so good.
So good.
I'm doing the first song from
this
them.
This will be my second time I've seen them in concert. Like, first time at the Ivy Room. But they played a few times, but I've been busy. And I'm so glad they're going to be there.
Our buddies from Philadelphia, when we were visiting there back in like 24, they took us to a Frankie and the Witchfingers, and we'd seen them before here, but they played at a church basement. and it was BYOB, and it, like, the ceiling was only like 8 feet tall. Like, it was very, very cool. It was, you know, you just kind of, the ambiance was out of control. Good.
Well, I'm excited. It's a great lineup. Let's hear some of that music, shall we?
And of course, Grandpa's going to be there. You can't fucking forget about that. He was just at Coachella, and I was like, Coachella. I mean, you know, I think it's generally, I don't know. Maybe we can, let's talk shit about Coachella later. Yeah. That could be our middle of the show conversation.
Well, we can talk about that. That'll be good.
Yeah. And then maybe we can look up some shows that are happening this week here.
All right.
Because it is, I mean, today's kind of nice. Well, maybe it'll be kind of nice later this week.
Well, in the next month, there's some good stuff happening.
Oh, my goodness. It's Cheap Hooch.
Cheap Hooch Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm
私ひたすらとせっせ。あなたしたこらとさっさ。こんばんはシルブブレ、おはようさんシルブブレ、ではさようならシルブブレ、芝居だるシルブブレ。
That was the saxophone. Yeah.
That was the saxophone. That means it's time for us to chit-chat.
Let's chit-chat.
We're going to chit-chat a little bit. We're going to start off chit-chatting by talking about some of the music we just played.
Yes, tell us. And they're going to be at Mosswood
Meltdown. Now, not all of the bands that I'm playing today are going to be at Mosswood, but definitely the first two-thirds, because then at the end I was like, oh, shit, I ran out of music. But
right.
These ones are going to... Well, except for the Ramones, they're not going to be there. But there's a reason why I played the Ramones.
Tell me.
And I will tell you.
Tell me.
And you know what? I'm going to start off with that one, too. So that last song we listened to from the Ramones, The Return of Jackie and Judy. Now, the reason I played this band, or this... the Ramones, the song, is because Fred Armisen's band with the lady from Cheater Slicks,
Sleater-Kinney.
Oh my God, Sleater-Kinney.
Carrie Brownstein. Carrie Brownstein.
Slicks. Yes, her. I had Cheater Slicks stuck in my brain. Well, I was trying to say Sleater-Kinney.
Okay. That's a great name of a band, though.
Yes, it is.
Cheater Slicks.
And it's a good band. Anyway, but, you know, they play music a lot together.
Yeah,
and they're
sure
going
do.
To be at Mosswood. And the band that they're in, that they're playing at Mosswood, is The Return of Jackie and Judy. And so I played that song from the Ramones,
God,
because that's the name of their band.
So excited.
Yeah. So I'm like, no fucking way. And Joey and I were talking about it, and he's like, I don't know, man, Fred Armisen. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I mean, and the reason we're making that face, Joe feels like he makes fun of punk.
Well, I think he makes fun of punk out of love.
I think so, too, but Joey's taking it personally. Sorry to call you out, Joe.
Because the best punk makes fun of itself and other people. Like... you know, just giving the scene some gentle shit, you know, that's a great punk song.
Yeah, and also my favorite sketch of SNL of all time is Fred Armisen as the Queen of England and how him and Bill Hader as Prince Philip.
Yeah.
And they're very proper when the grandkids are in the room, but as soon as the grandkids leave the room and they leave, like, the fiancé behind... They turn into they get Cagney accents, Cockney accents. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
And then at the end of every sketch, they play punk rock. They thrash the place, which is just, it's my favorite thing ever. It is so fucking funny.
And I think, too, any opportunity to see Carrie Brownstein play some music.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's nice. And, of course, Portlandia was such another good project. They work really well together.
Yeah, and that woman can scream.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm so fucking excited. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about what else we played at. We opened it up with Dracula Drug from Frankie and the Witchfingers. So I'm actually going to be closing out the show with Frankie and the Witchfingers. So this is the first song off of that fantastic album, Zam, which is just opus.
I love that.
It's so fucking amazing. And actually, the last song we'll be playing is the last song from that great album. But anyway, after that, we played, of course, Grandpa Iggy Pop doing Shake Appeal, which is my favorite Iggy
Grandpa.
Song.
Punk Grandpa.
I bet he's a great grandpa by now. Even if he doesn't know it. Or maybe even a great great grandpa. I wouldn't be surprised.
He might be.
I wouldn't be surprised if his kids had kids and had kids.
Well, yeah, he was born in a trailer park.
I'm just saying. I bet that guy banged. I bet that guy banged. And I bet that guy maybe bangs. Yeah. Okay. After that, we listen to the Dirt Bombs doing my favorite Dirt Bomb song, which is I Feel Good. After that, we play Otoboke. Maybe.
Otoboke
Beaver with S'il Vous Plaît. They're fantastic. I hadn't listened to them before. I was like, they're fantastic. And also the Fadeaways are playing, both bands from Japan. The Fadeaways are also playing Mosswood, and we played
Born Loser. That's very exciting that they're going to have some Japanese punk rock at Mosswood.
Well, remember like maybe 3-4 years ago? Maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was 5-6 years ago. Because time is just fucking flying by. But there was a whole Tokyo Takedown pre-party.
Right.
That was at Classic Cards West. You're going to have to get on a mic if you want to talk, baby. Yeah, well, then, you know. Get on a mic, though. Okay. But anyway, as I was saying, yeah, that Tokyo Takedown show was so fucking amazing at Classic Cars West over in Oakland. I don't think they're doing a show this Classic Cars West. I don't think they're participating this year in the Mosswood satellite parties.
I haven't seen it.
But anyway.
I see the Store Club and another venue in the East.
Is that who's doing Pavement?
I believe so.
Okay. And the Vivians and a band called Wednesday that I could not find on the internet because it's such a straightforward, simple name. Wednesday.
Okay. It's like Toy. I love the band Toy, but good luck searching for them
good
on the internet.
Fucking luck.
I think they finally gave up because nobody could ever find them.
Yeah, some of my favorite bands are like, Nancy. Like, thanks a lot, Nancy. Good luck to me to find you, right? And then the other one is, Mickey. Awesome, Mickey. That's not going to be hard for me to find you at all.
The.
Fuck you guys, man. Fuck you.
And yet nobody confuses the Smiths.
There you go, man. Well, they were there first, so there you go. All right. Are we ready? Let's get back to some music, and then when we come back, we can talk all that shit we're going to talk shit about.
Yeah, we we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's cheap pooch.
Cheap pooch.
is coming on. You know you won't get far. Thank you.